Hi guys, another update, and as you can see, this update is from my home, which is a really nice change considering the last three, were from other places in the world. The last one being in the airport at Dubai, which I think was Friday or somewhere thereabouts, but you kind of lose track when you travel, particularly from Australia, where everything is very east if I go to the US or very west if I go to Europe. And your whole sort of time zones get completely messed up. Which is also partly why I'm recording this on a Saturday, because in my feeble brain somewhere, I was going, when I get up tomorrow, this is yesterday, when I get up tomorrow, I've got to do my weekly update video. And for some reason, when I did actually get up tomorrow, being today, I went, why is it Saturday? So this is the joy of recovering from travel, which is one thing, and planning for next travel, because on Wednesday, I'm off to the US, off to San Francisco for the RSA conference, which I'm kind of looking forward to. I don't really like the idea of doing travel so close back to back, because to be honest, my head is not yet totally adjusted. But that's the way this has happened. I'm going to have a big break afterwards of several months, so that will make up for it. So I've got RSA coming up on Wednesday next week, and I've got a heap of people to try and see there, as well as a big RSA talk to do and lots of little talks to do, which I'm doing with my gracious hosts, who are Varonis. So I've done a bunch of courses and training for Varonis in the past. They wanted to get me over to do a talk with them, so that's why I'm going to San Fran. So thanks to those guys. I got some good stuff coming up the next few days as well, because we've got Microsoft Ignite here on the Gold Coast. We do actually have our own Ignite in Australia, and I'm very fortunate that it is on the Gold Coast, which is where I live, which is not Sydney or Melbourne for international viewers. It is somewhere altogether more warmer, with less crazy heat problems and less cold weather, which sounds kind of odd, but we're just kind of a mellow, nice environment here. With lots of beach and sand, which is good, because it means that when all these people come to the Gold Coast, and a lot of them come from Australia, attendees, a lot of the speakers come from overseas, a lot of friends from Microsoft come, and they're coming from places like Seattle, which has been snowing this week quite a bit, and they come here, and we're about to have what will be our hottest days of the year. So tomorrow is in sort of high 30s. Today is about mid 30s. The cool thing about having people come here is we do stuff like go jet skiing, which is going to be today, which I'm kind of looking forward to. And I'm going to have a bunch of the Microsoft people from Channel 9 come over today and do some interviewing, and then we'll sort of take them around and they'll do a bit of filming about what the Gold Coast is. So hopefully I'll have that video to share in the coming weeks, and you'll get to see a little bit of what it's like to live here in a more professional way than me just snapping pictures and going, hey, look how sunny it is. Now, all of that said, if you're in Australia, I'll be speaking on Tuesday afternoon at Ignite. If you're in the US and you're going to be at RSA, I will be there from Wednesday morning. I will arrive there before I leave here. The joy of international travel. And that will be a great event too. And then you will see me nowhere until Europe in about the middle of the year. So, moving on to things that have actually happened and that I've been writing about this week. And there were two things, one of which in particular was very significant. I will start with the other one that's important but less significant, which is around fabricated data breaches in Have I Been Pwned. Now, this is a concept that I've been wrestling with for a little while. And the premise is this. There is a lot of data out there that has been branded as a breach. And in branding it as a breach, people have said, hey, this website's been hacked. Here's all their data. And if you've been following what I've been writing for a while, you'll know that I always check my facts. So I go through the data and I go, all right, you know, is this actually legit? Is it what they say it is? And what I often find there is that it's not. So either the data did not come from the place they said it came from, and I've had this unverified breach concept for a while, or in some cases the data has got a lot of actual fake information in it. So I wrote this blog post earlier in the week called Introducing Fabricated Data Breaches to Have I Been Pwned. And I give an example here of a website called justdate.com. And it was broadly acknowledged within data breach trading circles that this site had been hacked. I point to references of other sites that list incidents saying, you know, it's been hacked, there's 1.x million number of records in there. And when I went through it, it didn't really smell right. It wasn't sort of checking out in terms of, say, enumeration risks on the website that might prove the existence of accounts. I contacted a bunch of Have I Been Pwned subscribers and said, hey, this is allegedly your data. And a few of them came back and went, yeah, the date of birth is right. There were about a dozen people in total who actually provided responses. I asked about 30. I always get about a third of that reply. And out of that dozen, less than half actually said the date of birth was correct. More than half said, not my date of birth, not my country of origin, other information in there about me, not correct. Now, this was really interesting because here I am, and I'll check exactly how many it was because I keep saying 1.x million. It was 1 point something million, which is, oh, you know what? No, sorry, it was 23 million. I see so many data breaches that you start to lose track. The one I've got to deal with today, which you'll see shortly, is 1.x million. So 23 million, a lot of data. That would be a significant event. So you got all these people going, well, actually, no, it's not my real info. And as I was sort of thinking about it, I was going, if this was me and it wasn't my real info, but I was still in there, I'd kind of want to know, right? Like, I want to know where my data is floating around. I want to know where my identity is being either represented or misrepresented, as it may be. So I asked the subscribers, I emailed them back and I said, okay, look, it doesn't look like it's really your data, or in some cases, it may be partially your data, but not from the site that's being represented as it having come from. Would you still like to see this represented in Have I Been Pwned under some sort of different construct to a normal breach? And would you still like to be notified? And the responses were unanimously, yes, people want to know. And I've actually got the responses de-identified, of course, on that blog post, which is everyone saying, yeah, I kind of want to know. So I went, okay, look, let's do this. Let's add one more construct, which is a fabricated breach. So what we ultimately have now is sort of 3 degrees of confidence. They kind of go like this, right? So there's the fabricated stuff, which is, look, I really don't think this is legit at all, but it is your email address floating around. And then there's the unverified bit in the middle where I go, okay, this data is for the most part correct data. It may be misrepresented in terms of the site it came from, or I just don't have enough confidence to stand up and say, look, it has come from that site that I've been breached. And then, of course, there's the other end of the scale, which is your Dropboxes and your Ashley Madisons and everything, where I have a really high degree of confidence that this data did come from the site that it's being represented as having come from. So effectively, we've got 3 levels of confidence now. That's the bottom line. Everything from not very confident through to very confident and a whack in the middle where I'm just not sure. So this was interesting, and I wrote this blog post, and I made a comment in here where what I've done is I've got a screen cap of what the email alert looks like. And the alert would say, you know, basically it's fabricated. It explains it in the description of the breach, fabricated. There's a little fabricated, dedicated row down the bottom with a link to the blog post I just wrote explaining it. And I've said beneath this, and no, my account isn't in the data, just testing. And I assumed it wasn't, right? Like I saw no reason why my data should be in justdate.com. And I had literally just fabricated a record in my data load process in order to test that the email worked properly. And then I actually ran the notification service, so the service that sends the email to people who are in the breach, and I got an email. Now, this is the second time I have been surprised by me being in a data breach. The first one was 000 web host. So there was an account created there using my email address, wasn't my account. I do now have control of the site that was in there because I could password reset with my account. But it was actually someone else managing another site. So my data is in this Just Date thing. So, yeah, first call to action. It's obviously explained to my wife that this is not actually me who created it. I think she believes me on that. I do have the source data as evidence, and the source data also had my birth date as being in the mid-90s, which is probably being a bit generous. So that was not correct. It also had me being in the US. But it was kind of funny because I suddenly found myself in the position of my hypothesis, which was, if you're in one of these breaches, would you want to know? And in getting the data, I was like, okay, I'm actually glad I know that. I'm surprised, but I'm glad I know that. So that is fabricated breaches. I then loaded one called Zusk, which is another dating website, which I had written about around May last year, proven to be fabricated insofar as very unlikely that the data as a whole was correct. Curiously, after I loaded this data, a bunch of people replied to me and went, yeah, I did actually have an account on Zusk. And in some cases, they had like dedicated aliases, like my alias plus Zusk at gmail.com, which is a pretty damning piece of evidence in terms of some data at least having come from there. So curious things, these breaches, they can be very, very hard to nail down emphatically. They can be very hard to prove where they've come from, and they can be sort of partially legit, partially not. Right, so that's fabricated breaches. Now, the other thing that I wrote this week, and this was a really sort of significant milestone for Have I Been Pwned, was about reaching 1 million subscribers. Now, I actually tweeted this out when I was in the airport in London just before heading back last week. And I've got a screen cap in here in the tweet. It was at 1,000,269 verified subscribers. So I just passed that 1 million mark. And a verified subscriber is someone who has gone to the site. They have added their email address to the notification service. They have received an email back to them with a unique link in it. And they've clicked on the link and basically confirm that they do want monitoring. I didn't mention it in the post, but this is also only the active users as well. So you can actually opt out after you verify. So someone might sign up and verify and then get a breach notification, then go, oh, I don't really want these. Very rare, because normally when someone gets told about their occurrence in a breach, their first thought is not, I wish I didn't know that. Most people do want to know that, even if it's the sort of site that they wish it hadn't happened on. So I passed this 1 million mark, and I thought this would actually be kind of a good time to take stock of what is the service actually up to in terms of how many people are on there, what are the volumes like, how are organizations using it as well. And as I sort of flick through what I wrote here, there are a few things that really stood out to me. And one of them was that the rate of verified subscribers has grown really significantly over about the last 4 months. So what had happened before is I'd have this sort of gradual increase of subscribers. You'd get to like Ashley Madison and it'd go yoink like that. It'd have a big jump and then it'd be another gradual increase. But since about Dropbox times, I've had about 1.8 thousand people a day, every single day on average, subscribe and verify to Have I Been Pwned. And that really surprised me. I didn't realize the growth rate was that high. Obviously, I knew the overall number, but I didn't know that the growth rate itself had reached that level. So that was kind of interesting. What else was cool here? The notifications. The bottom line was I've sent, it was about 1.1 million notifications in total to individual subscribers and domain subscribers. And there are some incidents which obviously send a huge number. So Dropbox was 144,136 notification emails, which is quite a lot of emails to send in one go. My subscriber base, the size of subscriber base, has now grown about 50% too. So if a Dropbox scale incident was to happen again, and Dropbox was only 68 million accounts, but I had just a high correlation of subscribers that were in them. So all things being equal, if Dropbox happened again today, it'd be 210,000 odd emails that I'd have to send. So that number's getting quite high. It's going to start to cause me more problems with sending email again soon as well. So I'm going to have to throw more money at that problem, I think. So that was really good. The domain subscribers, this was curious. And I was a little bit interested in sort of what is the value that organizations are getting out of this thing. Now, this is a service I provide for free. You can go and do a domain search, verify that you control the domain or the website, and then do a search. And what I really wanted to see here, I mean, that the numbers themselves are interesting, but I wanted to see the types of organizations. So I grabbed a list of the Fortune 500 companies, and I grabbed their domains. Now, I then took those domains and I did a match to what's in Have I Been Pwned, and I found that 70 of the Fortune 500 companies have been using the service for monitoring. Now, that is a low figure because that is just 70 where their primary domain name matches the one that they've searched for. So, for example, Apple, I give the example of Apple, hypothetical example, I'm not saying that they're in there, I'm not saying that they're not. Privacy is important. So let's say it was Apple. If they had searched for apple.com, they would be in there. If they'd searched for me.com, their email service, or itunes.com, they would not be included. So ideally what I need is like a list of Fortune 500 and then all of their subdomains, or certainly the significant ones. If anyone has that, reach out to me because I'd like to do more accurate stats. So anyway, I said, look, at least 70 of the Fortune 500 companies have been using it. At least 62 of them have received notifications as well. So they're actually getting value back from the service, which I thought was pretty cool. And when I went through and I sort of eyeballed this list of companies, they're companies that you know, they're companies that you use every single day. And I thought it was pretty cool that they're using Have I Been Pwned in order to know what's actually going on, at least in terms of their exposure to data breaches. So that's, yeah, I was quite stoked to hear that. I also talk a little bit about some of the companies, again, without sort of naming names, some of the companies that have contacted me directly for help. And there have been everything from very large telcos in multiple locations around the world through to government departments, through to police departments in some cases, that have said, look, for whatever reason, we can't actually use the manual, or rather the automatic verification process on the website. Can you help us verify our domains? And often there are many domains as well. And I would help those guys get set up. And often they will have questions about, you know, what they should do, how they should handle the data. And that's great. So I've been working with those guys as well. And it's just, it's really amazing to sort of see the breadth of organizations that have been using this thing. Now, there's also a little bit in here about, there's a heading here, how it's helping people. Because what I was particularly interested in is, once an organization is doing monitoring and they're being notified of exposure, what do they actually do differently, right? So where does the rubber hit the road? What's the usefulness of it? And it's really interesting to see how companies are having discussions with employees, sometimes very uncomfortable discussions about, should you really be signing up to all these adult websites with your company email? Don't do that, folks. Like, it's you're going to get found out, whether it's by Have I Been Pwned or something else. So that's interesting. A lot of re-education of people. So companies have been able to go to people and say, look, this is a good time to remember that you need to use unique strong passwords. And there are other discussions which would then have to happen as a result of that. Also looking at risk mitigation. So do our employees possibly have a problem with password reuse? Answer is almost certainly yes. And by virtue of their, let's say, Dropbox account getting compromised, does that now put the organization at some greater risk? And can we head that off by trying to reset credentials or re-educate before it becomes a problem? So all that stuff is awesome. Have a read there. I've got some quotes from people that are using it, which I thought was just really interesting. There's a bit of stuff in there in the press as well. There's just been a crazy amount of press, many, many thousands of articles on the project. And I guess in summary, it's just sort of grown and gone to places that I have never expected, but I am obviously very, very happy to have seen it done that. And there's a little bit of a summary here and some stuff about what's next. I think this will have to grow in new ways probably sometime this year. I'm really interested in some of the organizations that have started to show a big interest in the service. So we'll see if those discussions go to places that allow me to make it better and bigger and impact more people. And I think as big as a million subscribers feels at the moment, I will look back at this at some point and go, wow, that was a quaint, quaint little milestone. So that's that. Last thing is I've still got NetSparker sponsoring me this week. They've been on there for many weeks now, which is fantastic. It is a tool that I do use quite a lot and I demonstrate quite a lot due to nothing at all related to sponsorship, but because I think it's a good tool. So big thanks to those guys again for keeping up their support there. I'm going to sign off now. Next week, I'll be doing this from somewhere in probably San Francisco. I'll see if I can find a nice little spot by the bridge, perhaps, and get some scenic shots there. It's probably going to be a bit later next week as well, not because I've just screwed up and forgotten or got it messed up like today, but because I will be extremely busy at RSA with a gazillion people to meet and things to do. So thanks again for watching, and I will be back next week from the other side of the world again.